It's a hot summer's day, and I'm taking the tube with the boy. I'm wearing a short, halter-top sundress and a pretty sun hat. I've noticed several men and at least one woman looking my way. They all look away pretty quickly when they realise they've been caught staring at all the lovely skin and cleavage. I'm wearing floral, open-toe heels. They're pretty, and they match my dress. They make my bare legs look fantastic, and they emphasise the difference in height between the boy and I. I'm nearly 6 foot tall in my bare feet. The boy is quite a bit shorter than me, and when I wear my high heels, I'm almost a foot taller than him. We both love it when I'm looking down at him. They're also a little bit slutty looking. The boy likes it when mummy dresses slutty for him. And the finishing touch is my gold anklet that pushes my outfit right over the edge into slutty mummy. The tube is crowded, really crowded. We're pushed together and I know the boy can smell my perfume. I always wear it for him. I know it's a trigger for him. We're pushed so close together, I can smell the scent of his clean skin. Shortly after the carriage lurches off, I realise I can feel his erection pressed against my bare leg. I like the feeling of his stiff cock pressed against me. I like to think of it as my cock, because his cock belongs to me. The sensation of my erection feels so naughty in public. The carriage lurches, and I realise with a rush that the boy has used the motion to disguise placing his hand between my thighs. He's angled around me so that nobody can see. I like it. The risk is making me wet. He slowly eases his hand up my thighs. His knuckles kiss against the front of my G-string, and I nearly gasp aloud. I lean over and whisper in his ear, "No, little one, you mustn't feel mummy up in public. What if we get caught?" I surreptitiously ease his hand down and turn away a little bit to stop him trying it again. By turning, I expose the top of the tattoo that starts on my shoulder blade and runs all the way down my flank and curls around my hip. I know he loves that tattoo. He thinks it makes me look slutty. The carriage lurches again. This time he sneaks a kiss against my tattoo. I know it was intentional. I like it. A random bystander shuffles in closer behind us, pressing us even closer together. The boy uses the opportunity to sneak his hand up the back of my dress. I can't push his hand down without drawing attention to what he's done. I drop my head slightly so that my hat covers my face, look back and whisper, "No, stop." He doesn't stop. I'm still looking in his eyes as his hand slides up my bum and squeezes it. I open my mouth slightly. The danger is making me so wet. I feel a telltale trickle. He finds the whale tail of my G-string and hooks a finger beneath it. Then he starts riding it back down the cleft of my bum. His hand gets to a point where it can't go any further. I'm still looking in his eyes and trying to summon the will to tell him to stop. I don't. Instead, I carefully shift my position and spread my legs for him, like a whore, like his whore. I've made it easy for him. I feel like such a slutty mummy as his hand slides past my taint. He slides my G-string aside and teases my lips with the back of his knuckles. I feel myself getting wetter. He slides two fingers inside of me without any resistance. The motion of the carriage is making it easy for him. I can feel myself getting flushed. At the next stop, I make a show of taking my hat off and shaking my hair loose down one side of my face. Then I angle the hat to hide the other side. I look straight ahead and downwards to cover my face as much as possible. God, this feels amazing. We're going to miss our stop, and I don't care. I feel another finger slide inside of me. Fuck. Then I feel a curious sensation as the boy seems to curl his fingers in and out, in and out several times. I'm only left wondering why for a few moments until I feel his thumb moving backwards. The boy was making his thumb slick with my own juices. I can feel his thumb at the pucker of my bum. Oh, fuck. I fight to maintain composure, but I can feel the heat in my cheeks. The boy lets the rhythm of the carriage work his thumb against my ass. Oh, fuck, it's going in. Oh, fuck. By now, all I can do is try to silently ride his hand to my inevitable climax. As I get close, I drop my head and look back at him. He sees I'm close. He sees that I'm starting to look a little panicked. My sweet boy fakes a coughing fit. I grip the pole with a white knuckle grip as I ride out my orgasm. I'm unable to prevent a short whine escaping, but it's okay. The boy's coughing drowns out my orgasmic whining. He eases his fingers out of me and I can feel my juices practically flowing down my inner thighs. My panties must be ruined. Some of the passengers must be able to smell my lady cum. I start to regain my composure. I turn slightly to face my boy lover. He looks at me. His eyes are wet with love for me, but he also looks distressed. Of course. He is enveloped in the dual scent of my perfume and my lady cum. Both are powerful triggers for him. Triggers I put there. His face looks strained, and I look down to see an erection that must be really painful. He must be riding the edge. A delicious thought occurs to me. I wonder. If I can trigger his orgasm without touching his cock. My cock. I lean over to whisper in his ear. To any bystander, it looks natural enough. Just a woman who doesn't want to be overheard in a crowded place. Loud enough to be overheard, I say, "Are you okay, honey? Is the heat getting to you? It's okay. We'll get outside for some fresh air in just a few minutes." I place my lips close to his ears, and more quietly I add, "That was a very naughty little one. What if Mummy had been caught? But it was also very nice. You're a good boy. Mummy is very pleased with you. Mummy loves you, and Mummy wants you to come for her. Mummy knows you're close. He nods his head obediently. My hat is covering one side of his face. I cradle the other side of his head in a loving manner. Then I gently run my nails over the back of his head and down his neck, deliberately using another of his triggers. I can practically feel the heat radiating from my cock. I whisper very quietly, I pause, then I blow softly in his ear. who whimpers with relief as he ejaculates uncontrollably into his shorts. More loudly I say, "It's okay, honey. We'll get you a drink of water at the next stop." Softly, I add, "Good boy. Good boy for Mummy. Mummy loves you, little one." I turn his face slightly and kiss him briefly. To bystanders, it looks like a kiss on the cheek, but it isn't on his cheek. "Good boy. Mummy loves you." The carriage wheezes to a halt. He's still dazed. So I lead him out by the hand, careful to stay in front of him so nobody can see his spreading stain.